So Hannah, which language or languages do you speak?
I consider myself to be a monolingual speaker of English, but I have dabbled in learning Nepali in the past few years.
So where and how did you learn your languages?
So I learned English informally and formally all of my life, as it's my native language. I studied Nepali at an intensive summer school, and I had one-on-one classes as well. And I guess I picked up Nepali informally with friends as well.
Okay. So where do you consider yourself to be from? And do you think that where you're from is a multilingual or monolingual environment?
I consider myself to be from a monolingual English environment, but I've grown up moving around every 18 months, so I have had plenty of contact with different language environments. I spent the first 5 years of my life in Germany, and I've travelled outside of the UK a lot. So I guess when I first meet new people, they always say that I have something strange in my accent.
You mentioned about learning Nepali. Do you think that the language environment that you learnt it in has shaped how you think about languages?
I guess, even though I learned it in an academic setting, it should be more formal and academic, I suppose, but I was taught informal Nepali, as it's more of a lingua franca of Nepal, so I find it a lot more fluid and casual than when I'm speaking English.
So if you had to tell someone to learn any language who didn't speak any language at all, which language would it be? And why?
I would tell them to learn something less mainstream, like a tribal language or a Native American language, something cool like that.
So how do you feel your life would be different if you didn't speak some of the language you spoke?
I feel that my life would be more enriched if I could speak other languages. It's such an important skill in this day and age to be able to speak more than one language.
Have you ever experienced any disadvantages to speaking only English?
Being monolingual in English makes you lazy to learn anything else. I mean, there's no real need to, but then we lose out on all the other fantastic ways of thinking.
And finally, why did you enrol in the module bilingualism?
I enrolled in this module to learn more about the complex field of bilingualism and all the societal factors that come into play when acquiring a second language. Hi, so I'm Hannah, and I'm going to be interviewing Nusrat on her multilingual experiences. So, Nusrat, which language or languages do you speak?
I speak English and Bengali, and that would be of Sylheti dialect.
And where and how did you learn your languages?
Well, English I learn at both home and school background.
More than one language?
Quite proud. I tend to use English a lot more than Bengali, but interestingly, as I've gotten older, I tend to find myself using a lot more Bengali words when I'm speaking with my friends or family members, so I do code switch quite a lot.
And experiences that you associate with the different languages you speak, if so, could you explain what they are?
Well, with English, obviously I use it a lot more. And I find myself using it particularly when I want to explain something in detail or in a serious situation or when I'm angry. And even if I'm in a situation with someone who only understands Bengali, I do find myself using a lot of English words to explain myself. So I feel like I can express myself better in English. Jokes here and there.
Do you think that the language environment where you're from has shaped how you think about languages?
Well, ultimately, yes, because I was taught, and obviously I use English as my main language. I use it, of course, outside with friends and family. I see it as the universal language. So
how do you feel your life would be different if you didn't speak some of the languages that you speak?
Well, I wouldn't really identify with my culture as much, I don't think. And most importantly, I wouldn't be able to communicate with my extended family members.
Okay. Have you ever experienced any advantages to speaking more than one language?
So in more general, helping like elderly Bengali people with translation and yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.